Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. On this Mother's Day weekend of confused temperatures, a surprising Kentucky Derby win, and disruptive times wherever we look, it is so beautiful to know that Easter time continues. With all of its certainty, with all of its clarity, with its healing, with its glorious light, for three full weeks, we have been witnesses of the risen Lord, and that witness continues as we begin this fourth week of Easter. But it does so in a very different way. Today, we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday. And while that Good Shepherd certainly is the risen Lord, because he's Jesus, and there's only one Jesus, the one who is risen from the dead, the image of the Good Shepherd is important. It's one of the earliest images of the early church, and to celebrate it in this Easter season is significant. Our gospel today highlights two parts of the Good Shepherd that are very much a part of the risen Lord, his voice and his hands. We know from the Easter story that the voice of Jesus is significant. He speaks Mary's name, and she immediately recognizes that voice. She knows that the risen Lord recognizes her, and her life is transformed. We know that it was touching his hand, the wound of his hand, that made all the difference for St. Thomas. And this week, again, it is the voice and the hand of the Good Shepherd that stand out. Twice we hear that his sheep hear his voice and they follow him. Twice we hear that his hand is a great protection. No one can take us out of his hand. The voice of the Good Shepherd, the hand of the risen Lord, is unique, irreplaceable. It is the Lord. And to know ourselves in his hand, to hear our names spoken with his voice, brings great healing. My friends, in our own day, there are many other voices. We can forget the voice of the shepherd. We can try to reject it. We can try to silence his voice or to control it. But there is no silencing the voice of God. And when we hear his voice, what beautiful grace occurs within the human heart, within the human soul. For some reason, some people are threatened by the voice of God or by his hand. They reject that. But there is no rejecting the voice that lies within us. It's irreplaceable. This Mother's Day weekend gives us an opportunity to note well, not just motherhood in general, but that specific woman who is our mom. She's absolutely irreplaceable. Her voice is absolutely unique. We all know that particular woman who called us by name, whose voice we heard when we were still in her womb, and whose hands held us with such love and care. And on this weekend, it would do us well to call to mind that irreplaceable voice, that beautiful hand of our mother. I'd like to share with you a poem that comes to mind. I've recited it in my homilies before, but it's called The Old Violin. 'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it scarcely worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. "What am I bidding, good folks?" he cried. "Who will start the bidding for me? A dollar, then two, only two? $2, and who will make it three? $3 once, $3 twice, going for three." But no, from the room far back, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. Then, wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening the loose strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as caroling angels sing. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, "What am I bid for the old violin?" And he held it up with the bow. $1,000, who will make it two? $2,000, who will make it three? $3,000 once, $3,000 twice, and going and gone, said he. The people cheered, but some of them cried, "We do not quite understand. What changed its worth?" Swift came the reply, "The touch of a master's hand." And many a man with life out of tune and battered and scarred with sin is auctioned cheap to the thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He is going once and going twice, he's going and almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand. My friends, we live in a day and age where we have forgotten who we are. Humanity is rebelling against God, and so many of us have forgotten who he is, who we are. But the touch of his hand, the touch of a mother's hand, the touch of the risen Lord's hand, and his irrepeatable voice, irreplaceable voice, can make all the difference in the world. My friends, as we celebrate this Mother's Day on this Good Shepherd Sunday, as we begin this fourth week of Easter, let us discover again this hand, which is our protection, this voice, which instills hope, and let us be the hope-filled signs. Let us be recipients of a good and gracious God, whose life continues to beckon, whose voice continues to call, and whose love we so desperately need. May God bless you. May his hand keep you, and may his voice give us hope. God bless you.